Now, I love numbers, but I have no way of knowing how to verify this or how they even come up with these numbers. But they're staggering. The Alliance for American Manufacturing reports that if each of us spent $64 on American-made goods during just the holiday shopping season, it would result in 200,000 new jobs.
You could go really deep into this numbers rabbit hole. That's for sure.
How many people in America?
300 million.
All right, 300. Make sure I got the right number of zeros here. That's 300,000.
While you're doing that, for every $100 you spend at locally owned businesses, almost half, 43%, stays right here local. When you're ordering out of state, across state lines, on the internet machine, it's closer to 10%. And there was a study done that if just everybody bought 1% more of Made in America, it would create 200,000 jobs instantly. So in your shopping experience, if you can lean heavy on finding that made locally product, you'll be helping your community. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to highlight Sibley's, which Phoenix Magazine awarded the best local only gift shop.
You know, it's more than, it kind of sounds like souvenir because you think about Arizona and your old ideas of what that looks like, but it's absolutely an art fest in there. It's gorgeous. And we kind of cut John off brief, you know.
We didn't cut him off. We just ran out of time.
Well, either way.
We have those infamous hard breaks that we have to take.
Those, the news, those sticky news networks, man, and they think they've got something so important to say.
Well, he wanted y'all to know that if you stop by today and mention you heard about him on Rosie on the House, you get a free French mint from Soretta Candy, which is locally made in right here in Glendale.
And you'll want more after one.
Yes. And then you'll get a chance to win a $100 gift card, and that announcement will come out on Facebook on Monday.
Because he was saying between now through Monday if you stopped it, not just today.
Okay.
So he gives you today and tomorrow and Monday. And so if you took the number of people, 350 million in America, times it by $64, that comes up to over $22 billion. You divide that by the 200,000, they say, new jobs it would create, and you come up with 112,000. So that's about right, because a job creation isn't necessarily replicant of the salary earned. You've got to have the manufacturing facility, the office building, the lights, the electricity, the infrastructure that supports every single job. So that's a very realistic number.
Romy's fact-checking over here. Romy's fact-checking. So So we're supporting Sibley's because we're supporting all locally owned operations. And, you know, if you're looking for a great gift idea, look at Rosie on the House product of the week. We've got a Stanley Power retractable tape that's Rosie on the House logoed. If you've got a handyman or someone in the house that particularly likes to do their own handyman projects, and you're looking for a great gift idea, go to rosieonthehouse.com and look at the product of the week. Good looking little Stanley. I've got Stanley Paralock tape measures that I know are 15 years old. I think one I had to replace the guts of one time.
For homeowner use, these tools should last a lifetime.
They should. They should absolutely last a lifetime. So we got on this local kick really at the beginning of kind of the Great Recession, which would be 2010, 2011, which is about the time we started the Sanderson Ford Rosie on the House Arizona staycation, because we were trying to encourage y'all, rather than travel out of state and spend your vacation money, find all of the great places to discover in Arizona. So we award one free staycation every month. And we've had incredible testimonies from the couples and the families that have gone out and touched places in Arizona that they didn't even know were touchable. So,
and there's
we're trying to do our part.
There's multiple sources outside of us. We had mentioned the Made in America movement. The Alliance for American Manufacturing is one. Made in America movement is a second one. The Made in USA store Mark Andall out of Buffalo, New York started. And the when you start looking and you search those terms and those types of organizations, you just see how many more are truly out there and exist. And it doesn't take that much extra effort to go American. And then a lot of it, some of it you can't get locally, but you can have it ship order. But a lot of it, it will connect you to local businesses like a Sibley's West that you may never knew existed, that was right around the corner in your own backyard, that you now have that source for local Arizona or local American-made items. And there's a difference between Made in America and Assembled in America, or Made in America with Global Materials. Now, that one I can completely understand. Made in America with Global Materials. There are just some elements. We'd mentioned electronics earlier. You know, some of these components just aren't made here, but at least they're assembled here. That's a lot more American than something that's just completely made in fill in the blank, not USA.
Right.
At least it supports something local. And a lot of these companies, and what was hard for us is we've got a couple, when you look at our 30th anniversary toolkit, Stanley is part of a bigger company. Stanley, DeWalt, Black & Decker, these are all Proto, the toolbox, these are all under one big umbrella of a company, and they've got plants in manufacturing. These are global companies that have multiple plants around the entire country. I'm sorry, the entire world. So the way they've got their manufacturing and distribution set up, you could get the exact same product, and one would say Made in America, and one would say Made in America with Global Materials, and one would say Made in Taiwan. So it's the exact same tool with the exact same manufacturer's name, but it could come from one of four or five different manufacturing processing plants around the country. So it took a substantial amount of time. And our favorite,
I did. You shopped a long time.
Our favorite with all of it is the Estwing hammer. I mean, how can you not love that leather wrapped handle?
It's a good looking hammer.
And when we honed in on that one, as this is our tool, this is our hammer we're going to pick for that, Stan, who's been with us for a long time, brought in the exact same Estwing hammer that was a family member of his that was bought in the 1950s.
Yeah.
I mean, when we say these tools should last you a lifetime, they should last you a lifetime.
And Romy takes this Made in America stuff pretty serious. He got to a point where he wasn't going to wear any clothes that weren't made in America. And that took some shopping. That took some serious shopping. I almost had to break down and buy him a large 55-gallon trash bag to cut a hole in the top and wear as a poncho. But you finally found some jeans that were made in America.
So there's Kimes, and we need to have them back on again because there's been a
from
shift.
From right here in the valley.
Yeah, made out of, well, so the company's based out of Scottsdale. The sewing facilities in L.A., and the cotton came out of Cone Cotton, Carolina. Well, that cotton distribution has shut down. So they had a surplus that they had bought so that they could continue being made in America. And we need to have them back on to see where they are in that, getting that local American cotton. It was Kimes jeans, a great, and it's a Western brand, so it fit perfectly.
It's the most comfortable jean I've ever worn.
It's not your tight Wrangler Western that you're used to.
And it's a lighter weight. It's not so hot in the summer.
Depends.
I really, really like it.
Depends. The Watson one is a heavy heavy line. I don't know if you have the Watson one.
I'm wearing cows.
You're the cows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are a lighter, denser. I like the Watson one just because I'm used to that thicker, heavier feel, but for the summertime, the cows are definitely a better way. So there's a, if you look, you have to look and you have to make the effort. But if you had a locally made and locally manufactured American-made company, wouldn't you expect your friends and the locals to spend that extra time and a few extra bucks to support you locally?
Absolutely. So that's our spiel on trying to encourage y'all to focus your shopping locally. We're here at Rosie on the House to answer your questions about home improvement, home remodeling. And I'll tell you, one of those guys you mentioned, Mr. Andahl, I believe was a home builder. And he said, I'm going to do whatever it takes that nothing goes in this house that wasn't made in America. And I think it took him 4 months to find nails that were made in America. But he did eventually build an entire house of everything made in America.
And that goes to the next point we wanted to bring up. If you do your shopping online, they're seeing quite a trend in homeowners buying materials online and then looking for contractors to install them. Well, there's a pretty big disconnect there because a lot of contractors don't want to install materials that homeowners bought for a number of reasons. One, they have to warranty the work for 2 years. Well, they don't know the supply route that material came from to you. They have suppliers they work with and trust that know that this product was in an environmental controlled situation. It didn't sit in a shipping warehouse on a loading dock across seas for 6 months before it came and sat on a loading dock in the U.S. for a couple months before it got to this outdoor warehouse, before it got to the inside of your home, which could add a number of factors to the quality of that finished product, especially if you're looking at laminates and synthetic products and even a wood cabinet. You know, that could have a huge factor on how long that wood quality is going to be. The moisture and the level inside your wood is a huge factor. So they're not so inclined to just show up and install product you bought thinking that you, the homeowner, are saving a lot, because a lot of times in a contractor, they're buying at wholesale rate, where you as the homeowner are buying at retail rate. Even places that say, hey, we sell wholesale to the public, there's still a different pricing contractor that's spending $250,000 of material is getting that you aren't spending $5,000 on material. It's just basic supply, demand, and quantity volume savings. It's the same thing everywhere. So you're still not getting the same price at a, quote, wholesaler that a big contractor is. So you have to look at whether you're really not saving. And if you want to go that route, find a contractor who will work with you before you go make that purchase. I mean, we get calls all the time. People, I've bought all this great stuff and I want it done in a couple of weeks. I'm having company over and I can't find anyone that wants to do it. Well, no kidding.
Yeah. And we don't push any of our certified contractors to be forced into installing owner-supplied material. As a contractor, there are hundreds, thousands of components that go into any one project. And you learn by the hard knocks and experience what products you can and cannot depend on, and what supply chains you can or cannot depend on, and what factory reps you can and cannot depend on. And when you ask us to operate outside of those comfort levels, I personally get really nervous, and we generally will not do it. Rare is the exception that we ever have.